Monday, August the 12th,
1996. As always, you're welcome. Is graciously accepted. But, of course, this need not be put into words, because without your love and help, I could not come to you.
No, I understand that. Nevertheless, we do greatly appreciate you doing so, as we can sense the love that you bring with you.
I hope that you can, because it informs you all.
Yes, I mustn't take the liberty of answering for everybody every time. Everybody feels it, I think.
Thank you very much.
I know it brings you upliftment for your daily tasks. I know that it sustains you through your week when we are not gathered here together. And in doing so, it brings joy to my heart. I would like to say this time that I fully believed that this time we would have had the instrument in full control. But it is not to be this time.
I see. Never mind, we still look forward to it. And we hoped that we would be a full meeting, but unfortunately one lady is still there and then the other is nursing her.
I am aware of the situation there, and I will do what I can to help.
Thank you very much indeed.
But I would like to speak to you a little about some of your physical ailments.
Yes.
You spoke about the lady's problem. I would like you to think about this problem as an example in comparison to the spirit. What is the comparison, you say? I say to you, the physical workings of the body must be compared to the whole sustenance of your lives. It means that somewhere the lady lack of life, disturbance of the energy of life, has become unbalanced. Do you follow my meaning?
Yes, I do. She has had a lot of emotional problems, I know. And I have wondered whether this is contributory.
Yes, you see, without the sustenance of life, all goes haywire within your physical being. As in all conditions, there must be balance in your life.
Yes.
So, until she confronts the true meaning of what she is about, then there can be no true healing. You understand?
Yes, it stems from what you told us last week, that we have to understand the soul rather than the physical body, and look for the reason for which the soul is doing this.
Yes, because you see, this is another hard lesson for you all to understand. When I tell you that you create your own illnesses, I too often hear your gasps of disbelief. Dear friends, I tell you, whatever illnesses come to you within your lifetimes whilst on this earthly plane is done by yourselves, whether it be emotional, whether it be that you place yourselves within conditions, physical conditions I speak of now. You are responsible for the state of your physical being. This is indeed a hard lesson for you all to accept, but accept it you must.
We do accept it, but as you say, it is a hard lesson.
But once you can accept, then you have the power to put it right. The problems lie in your lives that you do not fully accept. If you have the power to create the illness, you have the power to become well.
Of course. It's a logical thing, isn't it?
You call it logic. I, dear friend, call it natural.
You call it?
Natural.
Yes. Yes, true.
But, I will help that one.
Thank you very much. You may be interested to know that since we last met, I have tried to explain to the best of my ability your explanation about the soul-body composition to two people. And I must admit, I was quite surprised that the way they accepted it quite willingly.
Do not be surprised when there is acceptance of what you tell people, because when you do the work of the Spirit, then you are receiving help to give forth that knowledge. The people who accept do know and understand on a spiritual level,
yes,
whether they are aware physical level is another matter.
Right.
But do not be surprised dear friends, the work that you do is great indeed. But always we stand behind you.
Okay.
Because at this time in your evolution, the truth must stand fast this time. Because too many times in times gone past have the truth of spirit fallen by the wayside. It has always existed but has been rejected. But I said when first I came that many of us have gathered this time, and we will ensure that the truth become widespread. And this time it will be accepted.
It's been the news.
Too many times have people turned their back with the truth of knowledge behind them. We cannot allow this to continue. And although mankind is endowed with the free will, when we gather in the strength that we have this time, then the truth cannot be denied.
Well, I'm certainly pleased to hear that. When I was speaking to those two people, I remembered what you had told us also, that the information is given to us and to others when we are ready to receive it.
Yes. That is why you should never attempt to force your concepts, your ideas, the truth upon one who is not ready.
No.
Because, you see, it is not that they doubt you, it is because the soul is not ready to accept. You understand?
Yes. I think we are all beginning to understand the concept of soul rather than physical. Andre, does anybody have a question on that? Or do we all understand it clearly? Yes?
No, they don't quite. There are some who have not fully reached the understanding, but we are working on them.
I'm sure you are.
Don't be concerned about these peoples here. We will work hard. They will not be allowed to go free. And I don't say that to make you afraid. I say it with tenderness and love.
Thank you.
I know you say it for our own interest.
Yes. But we are getting there.
Good.
Whilst they are having thinking times, then that can only be good. And that is when I will always be one step behind them to make them understand.
Sure.
Now, do we have questions this time? Because we wish this time to allow the others to be influenced by those who stand beside them.
I see. Yes, I did have a question, but it's rather a lengthy one, so if you prefer us to remain in the silence, so the others may do as they wish, then I'm quite happy for that.
It would perhaps be best to wait until we have more power.
Yes.
If it is a question of long length, then I would prefer your friend to leave it this time.
Yes, of course I do understand, and it does follow on your teachings about the power of thought and the existence of the soul in various conditions, so I'm quite content to leave it for a future time.
We have much time to discuss much, but I think for this time it would be good for all sitters to be allowed to feel the energies of those around them.
Okay.
It is imperative that they feel, that they begin to sense those who stand close by. If only it is to bring peace into their lives, if only it is to raise their awareness for one moment, then our task is successful.
Thank you.
It may help if your dear friend quietly discuss amongst yourself something you find of interest. It would help to raise the consciousness of those sitters here who find it difficult to sit in the silence or to know.
If that's agreeable, then I suggest that we discuss what I was going to ask you anyway, so that we can have, all of us can have pre-knowledge of the question next time, or when you agree to it.
I will be happy when we have the lady who sits next to this one.
Yes.
When she is present.
Certainly.
I hope you understand.
Yes, I do. And we will discuss it between ourselves then quietly. And hope that whoever they are, those who are with us will be able to let us know that they are there.
I will leave you now, dear friends, with the knowledge that always, whilst you tread this earth, that I will remain with each one of you until such time as the last one of you returns to us.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'd love to be with you.